B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Two Arkansas chemistry professors were arrested on Friday and charged with making methamphetamine. Terry David Bateman and Bradley Allen Rowland are both associate chemistry professors at Henderson State University at Arkadelphia, which, by the way, I never knew that even existed.
Arkadelphia, huh?
Arkadelphia.
Hey, we should do that.
The university vice president of marketing and communications, Tina Hall, told the Times that the two professors have been on administrative leave since October 11. She said the school's science center was closed on October 8th because of a chemical odor, and tests indicated elevated levels of benzyl chloride, which is used to help produce meth in a lab.
So they put them on administrative leave. They don't fire them.
We're
going to have to really think about this meth thing.
Yep. I don't know what the official deal is with law enforcement, but yeah, it's straight out of Breaking Bad. They are chemistry professors. They know what they're doing, and they started making meth. Wow. All right. How about this? A British man nearly died after a parasite crawled up his penis and started laying eggs.
Dear God in heaven.
This is after he went for a swim in Lake Malawi in Southeast Africa during a holiday of a lifetime with his pal.
Sounds like the holiday of a lifetime.
James Michael contracted schistosomiasis, also known as bilharzia, during his dream trip to Africa.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
James, who lives in London, said, "When I look back at the photos from my time in Africa, it's weird to think that there was a parasite crawled up in my penis.
I went to Africa and all I got was this lousy parasite in my penis.
It was exactly how I imagined the trip from a lifetime to go. The whole experience was surreal and strange. A 32-year-old visited Africa with three friends. The group swam and canoed every day in Lake Malawi before heading back to the UK. It was back in England that James' nightmare began. He started to notice a loss of feeling in both his legs, but initially put that down to fatigue from cycling. Then he checked himself into the hospital when basic tasks like climbing the stairs to his apartment became exhausting. James was giving antibiotics. He was sent home, but a week later he felt worse, so he returned to the hospital. He said, "I went to the neurology department, and they did blood tests to see what was up. Determined quickly that my immune system was attacking my spine, leading to the loss of the control of my legs."
The first thing I would have said is, "I have just been in Africa."
Doctors told James a parasitic worm had crawled up his penis and laid eggs in his body. He was diagnosed with schistosomiasis. Once in the body, the worms move through the blood to areas such as the liver and bowel.
Oh.
After a few weeks, they start to lay eggs. Some eggs remain inside the body and are attacked by the immune system, and if left untreated, it could cause severe consequences. James was prescribed medication that kills the worms. He said, "That killed the infection, but I was left basically debilitated. They told me there was a 30% chance I'd make a full recovery 10 years from now." He spent a total of 3 months in the hospital using a wheelchair and then 4 months on crutches until April this year. He also had a breakout of extreme acne on his back.
That's just sensational.
And arms that was caused by steroids.
I hope that ends up in a travel brochure for Malawi.
As well as diarrhea. He said the pain has been unlike nothing I've ever known. And
well, scratch that off the bucket list.
But he's apparently recovered since then. It's pretty messed up. A 14-year-old girl has been arrested for eluding police and driving while impaired after leading police in a high-speed chase early Friday morning. She's 14, okay?
She was drunk?
Yeah. So it was just before 12:30 a.m. when a trooper spotted an SUV speeding, tried to pull the driver over. The vehicle failed to yield to the trooper, and a pursuit happened, and the driver reached speeds of 100 miles an hour.
Holy hell.
During the chase, another trooper deployed spike strips on the road, and they were successful in popping the tires of the SUV. It crashed. The two girls inside got out and tried to run. They were captured a short time later.
Were they VSCO girls?
I don't know about that. You hear that as they were running away. The driver, determined to be 14 years old, was arrested for suspicion of DUI and felony eluding police. And she has since been booked into juvenile detention.
They're back here.
The passenger, also a 14-year-old girl, was released to her mother. The girl was listed as a missing juvenile runaway. That's terrible, man. Nobody was injured during the chase, though, thankfully. And then how about this? Here's a great excuse.
All right.
37-year-old man had an unusual explanation for a bag of cocaine that police found reported in his car. According to the police, he stated that the police or the wind must have placed it into his vehicle.
Guy, don't you hate that? Like when you're going through a toll booth and you roll down your window and drugs fly into your car?
Yeah, the wind. All right, yeah. So the case began when police conducted a traffic stop. Police reported the driver is making movements is attempting to discard an item out of the passenger window. Investigators said the driver was also hiding an open can of Budweiser in the door.
Did that fly into the wind, too?
Before the stop, police said that he was spotted drinking in the parking lot of a motel known for drug sales and prostitution. Police reported finding an apparent drug pipe in the car along with a bag with residue that tested positive for cocaine.
Did the hooker blow through the window, too?
He said the bag wasn't his. He stated that the police or the wind must have placed it there, and the affidavit did not list wind speed or other meteorological conditions at that time.
So the police didn't even entertain that possibility?
I don't think they really did. They should have, though.
Honestly,
I mean, you know,
give it a thorough investigation.
Yep. All right, we'll do one last story and then wrap it up for now. Privacy advocates who strapped cameras to their heads and walked around Capitol Hill Thursday say that Amazon's facial recognition technology successfully recognized a congressman, but also claimed to spot singer Roy Orbison, who died in 1988.
Wow. Wow.
The activist scanned thousands of faces Thursday inside and outside
Roy?
The U.S. Capitol to highlight the dangers of facial recognition surveillance and to urge lawmakers to restrict its use. They used commercially available software that Amazon has pitched to police, running it against a database of lawmakers, journalists, lobbyists, and, of course, sunglass-favoring 1960s crooners. It recognized California Democratic Rep. Mark de Solanaire, but misidentified other people. So they were trying to make
Senator
a point,
Orbison?
And they came back with Roy Orbison.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Well, a Florida woman allegedly bit her boyfriend's penis.
Oh!
And threatened him with a knife after she accused him of wanting to have sex with another woman.
Which came first, the biting or the knife?
That's a good question. The alleged assault happened during an hours-long drinking session in Miami Beach. It ended at about 3 a.m. Esperanza Gomez was drinking beers with her boyfriend when a female friend joined them at about midnight. The friend left a short time later, but Gomez became enraged and accused her boyfriend of wanting to bed that woman.
Do you want to bed that woman?
She allegedly shouted at him, grabbed him by the arms, and began to poke him with a knife.
I'm going to bite you pee-pee.
She then bit his penis out of frustration. She later told the police Gomez was arrested and hit with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. And her bond was set at $6,500. No word on the damaged unit on him. So I don't know how bad the bite was. A Massachusetts man has pleaded not guilty to drug charges after this is terrible. Authorities say that his 5-year-old son brought heroin to school and told his teacher that when he tastes the powder, he becomes Spider-Man.
Oh, my God.
This kid was actually tasting the heroin. The 29-year-old Benny Garcia was arraigned Friday. He faces charges of drug possession and reckless endangerment of a child. Prosecutors say his son brought in a plastic bag decorated with Spider-Man to kindergarten Thursday and put it in his mouth, telling a teacher eating the powder turns him into a superhero. How messed up is that? Authorities say the boy was taken to a hospital. He was unharmed. He's okay. Police searching Garcia's home say they found more than 200 bags of heroin and cocaine. So that guy's going to go away for a while. Police in Colorado Springs conducting a welfare check at a daycare found 26 children behind a false wall in its basement. How weird is this?
The hell's going on?
And nobody was arrested for this either. Law enforcement officials arrived at Play Mountain Place, a home-operated daycare, to find no children inside. They attempted to contact the owner, Carla Faith, but she refused to cooperate. The owner was not arrested, but police said that they are pursuing appropriate charges.
There's a false wall with kids behind it. Something's wrong.
Three adult workers were initially arrested. Three adult workers were initially arrested. But the charges were later canceled by detectives pending further investigation.
That is an effed up story.
There's got to be more to the story than what we're hearing.
You don't just drywall up a room with kids in it.
Yeah. An Australian model who reportedly showed no signs of being pregnant at all gave birth last month to a 7-pound, 7-ounce baby girl. It was the quick thinking of the girl's father that actually helped save the baby's life. Aaron Langmaid, who had no baby bump, never suffered morning sickness or cravings, and was using contraceptive injections, realized she was pregnant 10 minutes before giving birth to little Isla, on the bathroom floor.
Isn't that funny? I never gained weight. I kept modeling. My abs are completely intact, and I farted out a kid.
She wasn't feeling well, but didn't know why until the baby's arrival. When Isla was born, she wasn't breathing. Her father, Dan, called Australia's version of 911. When asked by the operator how many weeks Erin had been pregnant, he said, "We don't know. We didn't know she was pregnant. Mother's okay. Baby's not okay." The operator talked them through it and helped Isla to survive. An Instagram post an Instagram post shows the new family together and smiling. Erin is a fairly frequent poster to Instagram. The most recent full body shot she posted from October. It's not clear from the photo, but if it was taken that day, but there are no signs of her having a significant baby bump, although she is wearing a loose fitting blouse.
That's crazy.
Presumably, the baby was full term. Erin would have been approximately 36 weeks pregnant at the time. And she said, "I wasn't showing, obviously, because I fit into everything. It's just really bizarre." And it's anecdotal evidence finds about one in 475 pregnancies involve women who may not be aware that they are pregnant, but there hasn't been a lot of scientific research on it.
You just figure there's such a bunch of, you know, hormonal changes and things that occur to be completely unaware?
Yeah. It's really weird. I guess on a rare occasion, something like that happens, and they don't know.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.